flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 106. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And for all of you who are walking through downtown Minneapolis right now, it is beautiful weather. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's sunny. There's no rain or clouds in the sky. We are playing the Las Vegas Raiders at 3 o'clock at US Bank Stadium. And I don't know about y'all, but it's today's like today that I wish we had us a retractable roof at the football stadium so we could just, you know, pull that thing back and enjoy some of this beautiful weather. Who wants to be? I don't want to be inside when it's this nice like this. I would just stay outside all day long. This is my kind of Minnesota weather right here. Woo! But, you know, it's getting a little bit more chilly. Mm-hmm. Means we got to start thinking about fall, autumn, pumpkin spice, everything. And that one chilly day at the state fair where there are no lines at the snow cone booth, but everybody is looking for hot chocolate. And I don't know about you all, but I'm getting a rash because it's time to start thinking about school supplies. In just a few weeks, our babies are going to be going back to class. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't know if you guys thought about this, but whenever my kids go back to school, and my daughter Cameron right now, she's going to middle school. So she'll have a new routine, new teachers, new friends. Everything's new, right? Maybe it's time for you to do something new too. You're unhappy with the job you've got. You're not making enough money. You don't see an opportunity to progress. You know, sometimes we'll come into a job and try to work our way up, but you've been working and there's no way up for you. I went to a place the other day and I thought one thing about the place and then I had to think something different. And when I learned about all the programs and services that they had available for people, I said, wait a minute, hold on. Y'all got to come on my radio show and talk about this. Because I always thought Summit Academy, you know, the one over there on Highway 55 in North Minneapolis, I thought that was just a place where you learn how to do construction. But that is not the case. And so I want to tell y'all about it because a lot of you have 18-year-olds who just graduated from high school, right? And some of their friends are going to college. And people are asking you, well, what is your child doing? And you don't have an answer. Maybe this is the answer. Maybe it is you, like I said earlier, and you want to do something new, try something different. They've got programs at Summit Academy. They can train you for 20 weeks. And at the end, you'll be ready for several career fields. And one of them that piqued my interest when I was inquiring was the medical administrative assistant. Because from what I understand, they don't just train you. They help you find a job. And, you know, I'm no spokesperson for the Summit Academy, but I said, let me call somebody who is. So I went right to the top and I asked Hope Patterson to take a little bit of time off on Saturday and join me. She is the COO of Summit Academy. Hey, Hope, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Shaletta, for having us.
Well, I'm just so excited. I went to lunch with a couple of your people because, you know, I got that Minneapolis Club membership. So I just been inviting everybody so we can eat all up right. All their food. And then, and after we eat and I go over there and I take a tour because I'm nosy and I want to see what's going on. I'm like, wow, I think I need to just. Be talking more about this to provide this as an option for parents who have 18-year-olds who are not sure what they want to do next and for adults who are in, some dead-end jobs that they want to get out of. Now, I know a lot of folks know that Summit Academy gets people ready for careers in a lot of fields.
Yeah.
And I've heard folks, you've trained for jobs in construction, like I talked about earlier, but tell me more about this medical administrative assistant opportunity that you have available.
Yep. So our medical administrative assistance, just like our construction, is 20 weeks program. In our first phase, we call week one, you have weeks 1 through 10. And our phase two is weeks 11 through 20. In phase one, Shaletta, the people that come in, they will learn like Microsoft, business English, medical terminology, legal and ethical principles, and learn how to do things in an office space. In our second phase, they're learning Microsoft Office 2, and they're learning professional communications and medical billing and coding, which we just add because we needed our students to have the upper leg when they're trying to get into these healthcare positions to know the terminologies when they're trying to help the patients that come into the office. Our medical administrative assistant, we have a in-person session and we also have an online session. We do know that in our medical field is really female heavy. And so we want to give an opportunity for parents who do not have, transportation or childcare to still get that certification so they can get a job to help their families.
You know, that's the thing. People are trying to live better. They're trying to build wealth for the families. They're trying to go from just surviving to thriving. I need to find out what are the chances, because I need to make sure that people have the right information. What are the chances that somebody who completes this 20-week training program at Summit Academy will actually get a job as a medical administrative assistant?
So on our back end, that's what we do. We always say people don't come to Summit for the training. They come for the job opportunities. So what we do is we really give them the training that they need. So the jobs, when we have our career fairs, that our students are actually getting hired on the spot. We have students who are working at Children Minnesota and also at the Alina Clinics. Who are doing really, really great. We prepare them so that we want the employers to be fighting over each other to say, I want this student, I want this student, not the student saying, I want to go here, I want to go here. We want the employer partners to be fighting over our students. So we prepare them that much. And also we know that, industry recognized credentials is a big thing now. We have incorporated that inside of our curriculum. So our students will have whatever the industry recognized credential that's in the healthcare field that we're incorporating that into our curriculum. So our students can have that extra boost that they need when they're applying for jobs if they don't get the job at Summit. So what we do is we want our students to be able to pick the jobs at Summit, but if it's not a fit there, we have career coaches that really help the students seek the job that they want to go and work at Shaletta.
Now, this is a question that I have because somebody just asked me on a DM who is listening right now. They're a mom and they have children, and that's a lot if you are in a training. Yeah. And you have children. Do you have some opportunity to help with childcare for women who hear what we are talking about, like this woman who sent me a note and want to come over there but are afraid that they can't afford the childcare?
So we at Summit, we don't provide childcare services on our campuses. But we have student support services where once they're enrolled inside of our programs, if they're having hardships on different things, then they meet with their advisors, and their advisors will give them the support that they need, Shaletta, to help them get the monies that they need for child care. Now, we don't do it ourselves, but their advisors would give them the wraparound service that they need to help them do that.
Okay. Here's another question that I just got in my social media DMs. How is the pay for this medical administrative assistant position? What does that pay look like?
Yep. So we have a career pathways for our medical administrative assistant program. We have like a medical secretary. You're starting at like $49,000. You have a medical building manager, which is at $52,000, and medical recording manager, which is at $57,000. So that's a career pathway that we're setting the students that's coming inside of our medical administrative program training. We try to set them on those different type of pathways. And the dollar amount that we're trying to, that the students will earn is $21 coming out of Summit Academy.
Okay. All right. Now, that I have to say, it has got to be pretty satisfying to see these students succeed. Tell me about how this work impacts you, because I know you are very passionate about giving these people an opportunity to have good jobs so they can take care of their family and have some pride as well.
Yes. So, yep. Just being the CEO, Shaletta, to me, that's just the title. I am a servant, right? I want the students who come inside of our program to feel welcome and to be able to come and talk to me, or if it's the advisor, on how I can help them get what they need to for their journey to be successful at the very end. I really go inside the classrooms, try to make sure I'm available for the students, and make sure that whatever they need from the instructors, from the staff, that they can come and talk to me, and that I try to make things happen for them while they're teaching at the school or supporting the school, or if they're even attending the school.
Okay. We got to take a quick commercial break. I'm sorry to ask you to do this. Can you stick around after the commercial break when we come back? Because we've been talking about this so much that I want to make sure that we give people the right information, because y'all have some kind of open house coming up and some informational sessions. And we're going to talk about that. I don't want to rush through that. I want to give people good information. So we'll be right back. We got Hope. We are talking to Hope Patterson. She is with Summit Academy. She is joining us for another segment. It is a beautiful day. I am sorry to keep you. I know you want to get outside and enjoy this weather. But, you know, so many people are DMing me because this is a very crucial time. They've had their high school student to graduate. They're not sure what they want to do. They want to make sure they're not up on the couch for another year. And they want to get them into a purposeful opportunity. And this one, there is no cost to the family or the person signing up. Explain that to me, because the DMs that I'm getting right now want to know, how much does it cost?
So for our Summit student, is no out-of-cost pocket. So you do have to fill out financial aid, and we do Pell Grants. And if we have a student who has, you know, burnt through their financial aid, we do philanthropy. We'll raise the money for our students to come to Summit. So no matter what the situation is, the student pays nothing out of their pocket.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of the concerns that was texted to me. They wanted to know what the cost was. And when you say no out of pocket cost, that's my kind of that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
Now, you know, people are listening and they want to know more about enrolling into the program, specifically this medical administrative assistant. We have so many amazing hospital systems here, University of Minnesota, Fairview, Alina, among others. When people want to come to Summit to learn more, I went over there and I took a tour because I want to make sure when I'm talking to people about it, I can give them the right information. But every Wednesday, y'all have something going on. What is that about?
Yes. So every Wednesday, we have an information session. It starts at 10 a.m. at our 935 Olson Memorial campus. And what that is, Shaletta, we have a our recruiter manager who talks about every training program that we have at Summit. We give them all the details. We tell them what career pathways they can go on. They can ask any and all questions whatever they're interested in. And then after that, we give them the chance to do what we call an assessment. We want to make sure that when students are coming to Summit, that they take the assessment to feel comfortable at the level that they are once they get inside of the classroom. And once they, that information session will break all of that down and have them prepared when they're ready to start their first day of class.
Okay. All right. And so how do people sign up for that session? Can you just come? Is there a website? What's going on with that?
Yeah, so they first need to go to our website and they can sign on for an information session. If they cannot do that, Shaletta, because we do know a lot of people don't have access to technology, they can just show up at 10 o'clock and sign in. That's how important it is to us. If you're walking on the street and you see our billboard flashing that we have information session, come in and see what we got, because one of those programs are going to be for you. One of the programs is going to be for you. And, you know, you can go to the website, saoic.org, and you can look that up. But, you know, walk-ins are welcome. Go on the website and sign up. You can call Summit to set up an appointment. Always, Shaletta, we are here for the students.
Okay. All right. And then you have a big open house in October. I want you to touch on that briefly, but I'm sure I'll have you back before then to talk about it.
Yes. So we have open house, which is Thursday, October the 17th. It's from 3 to 5. Now, the information session just gives you a broad overview from the recruit manager. But this open house is where each one of the department managers or the instructor from each one of those trainees is mm-hmm. getting more in depth about what would be happening inside of the classroom for those 20 weeks. And you'll get information on everything, financial aid, how do y'all take the test, how do I prepare for the test. I've been to two of the open house. I did the information session for our financial services. And what was so open up my eyes, Shaletta, was parents were bringing their kids. Like you said, oh yeah, you just graduated. Yeah. I don't want any debt after you finish school. So go here. And parents are really excited about these opportunities that their kids can have with finishing school and don't have debt. And you got a job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I need that website again. Cause you said no debt and a job. That's a win right there. Give me that website again.
So the website is saoic.org.
saoic.org. All right. Okay. We got it. And we got you locked in. I thank you so much for being here, Hope. Thank you for inviting me over.
You're so welcome.
For showing me around, for helping me to eat up and drink up all the food at the Minneapolis Club. I just so enjoy being a member over there, girl. I bring everybody I know over there so we can have us a good old time.
I love it. Can I say one more thing, Shaletta?
Yes.
Our classes start August 26th, and they do fill up really fast in the fall.
Oh.
So if you have any inkling that this is something you want to do, come to the information session on Wednesday. If you can't make it on a Wednesday, it's every Wednesday, you all, from 10 a.m. If you can't make it that on a Wednesday, please come to the open house on that Thursday, October the 17th, and you will find all the information that you need for all of the trainings. You can sit in all of the rooms if you want to just know what's happening at Summit.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much, Ms. Hope. You have an amazing weekend, and we will chat soon before that October date. All right.
Thank you.
You all stick around. There's more to come.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 106. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And for all of you who are walking through downtown Minneapolis right now, it is beautiful weather. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's sunny. There's no rain or clouds in the sky. We are playing the Las Vegas Raiders at 3 o'clock at U.S. Bank Stadium. And I don't know about y'all, but it's today's like today that I wish we had us a retractable roof at the football stadium so we could just, you know, pull that thing back and enjoy some of this beautiful weather. Who wants to be? I don't want to be inside when it's this nice like this. I would just stay outside all day long. This is my kind of Minnesota weather right here. Woo! But, you know, it's getting a little bit more chilly. Mm-hmm. Means we got to start thinking about fall, autumn, pumpkin spice, everything. And that one chilly day at the state fair where there are no lines at the snow cone booth, but everybody is looking for hot chocolate. And I don't know about you all, but I'm getting a rash because it's time to start thinking about school supplies. In just a few weeks, our babies are going to be going back to class. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't know if you guys thought about this, but whenever my kids go back to school, and my daughter Cameron right now, she's going to middle school. So she'll have a new routine, new teachers, new friends. Everything's new, right? Maybe it's time for you to do something new too. You're unhappy with the job you've got. You're not making enough money. You don't see an opportunity to progress. You know, sometimes we'll come into a job and try to work our way up, but you've been working and there's no way up for you. I went to a place the other day and I thought one thing about the place and then I had to think something different. And when I learned about all the programs and services that they had available for people, I said, wait a minute, hold on. Y'all got to come on my radio show and talk about this. Because I always thought Summit Academy, you know, the one over there on Highway 55 in North Minneapolis, I thought that was just a place where you learn how to do construction. But that is not the case. And so I want to tell y'all about it because a lot of you have 18-year-olds who just graduated from high school, right? And some of their friends are going to college. And people are asking you, well, what is your child doing? And you don't have an answer. Maybe this is the answer. Maybe it is you, like I said earlier. And you want to do something new, try something different. They've got programs at Summit Academy. They can train you for 20 weeks. And at the end, you'll be ready for several career fields. And one of them that piqued my interest when I was inquiring was the medical administrative assistant. Because from what I understand, they don't just train you. They help you find a job. And, you know, I'm no spokesperson for the Summit Academy, but I said, let me call somebody who is. So I went right to the top and I asked Hope Patterson to take a little bit of time off on Saturday and join me. She is the COO of Summit Academy. Hey, Hope, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Shaletta, for having us.
Well, I'm just so excited. I went to lunch with a couple of your people because I got that Minneapolis Club membership. So I just been inviting everybody so we can eat up all
Correct.
their food. And then, and after we eat and I go over there and I take a tour because I'm nosy and I want to see what's going on, I'm like, wow, I think I need to just be talking more about this to provide this as an option
Yeah.
for parents who have 18-year-olds who are not sure what they want to do next, and for adults who are in, some dead-end jobs that they want to get out of. Now, I know a lot of folks know that Summit Academy gets people ready for careers in a lot of fields. And I've heard folks, you've trained for jobs in construction, like I talked about earlier, but tell me more about this medical administrative assistant opportunity that you have available.
Yep, so our medical administrative assistance, just like our construction, is 20 weeks program. In our first phase, we call week one, you have weeks 1 through 10, and our phase two is weeks 11 through 20. In phase one, Shaletta, the people that come in, they will learn like Microsoft, business English, medical terminology, legal and ethical principles, and learn how to do things in an office space. In our second phase, they're learning Microsoft Office 2, and they're learning professional communications and medical billing and coding, which we just add because we needed our students that have the upper leg when they're trying to get into these healthcare positions to know the terminologies when they're trying to help the patients that come into the office. Our medical administrative assistant, we have a in-person session and we also have an online session. We do know that in our medical field is really female heavy. And so we want to give an opportunity for parents who do not have, transportation or childcare to still get that certification so they can get a job to help their families.
That's the thing. People are trying to live better. They're trying to build wealth for the families. They're trying to go from just surviving to thriving. I need to find out what are the chances, because I need to make sure that people have the right information. What are the chances that somebody who completes this 20-week training program at Summit Academy will actually get a job as a medical administrative assistant?
So on our back end, that's what we do. We always say people don't come to Summit for the training. They come for the job opportunities. So what we do is we really give them the training that they need. So the jobs, when we have our career fairs, that our students are actually getting hired on the spot. We have students who are working at Children Minnesota and also at the Allina Clinics, who are doing really, really great. We prepare them so that we want the employers to be fighting over each other to say, I want this student, I want this student, not the student saying, I want to go here, I want to go here. We want the employer partners to be fighting over our students. So we prepare them that much. And also we know that, industry recognized credentials is a big thing now. We have incorporated that inside of our curriculum. So our students will have whatever the industry recognized credential that's in the healthcare field that we're incorporating that into our curriculum so our students can have that extra boost that they need when they're applying for jobs if they don't get the job at Summit. So what we do is we want our students to be able to pick the jobs at Summit, but if it's not a fit there, we have career coaches that really help the students seek the job that they want to go and work at Gillette.
Now, this is a question that I have because somebody just asked me on a DM who is listening right now. They're a mom and they have children, and that's a lot if you are in a training. And you have children. Do you have some opportunity to help with childcare for women who hear what we are talking about, like this woman who sent me a note and want to come over there but are afraid that they can't afford the childcare?
So we at Summit, we don't provide childcare services on our campuses, but we have student support services where once they're enrolled inside of our programs, if they're having hardships on different things, then they meet with their advisors and their advisors will give them the support that they need, Shaletta, to help them get the monies that they need for childcare. Now, we don't do it ourselves, but their advisors would give them the wraparound service that they need to help them do that.
Okay. Here's another question that I just got in my social media DMs. How is the pay for this medical administrative assistant position? What does that pay look like?
Yep. So we have a career pathways for our medical administrative assistant program. We have like a medical secretary. You're starting at like $49,000. You have a medical building manager, which is at $52,000, and medical recording manager, which is at $57,000. So that's a career pathway that we're setting the students that's coming inside of our medical administrative program training. We try to set them on those different type of pathways. And the dollar amount that we're trying to, that the students will earn is $21 coming out of Summit Academy.
Okay. All right. Now, I have to say, it has got to be pretty satisfying to see these students succeed. Tell me about how this work impacts you, because I know you are very passionate about giving mm-hmm. these people an opportunity to have good jobs so they can take care of their family and have some pride as well.
Yes. So, yep. Just being the CEO, Shaletta, to me, that's just the title. I am a servant, right? I want the students who come inside of our program to feel welcome and to be able to come and talk to me, or if it's the advisor, on how I can help them get what they need to for their journey to be successful at the very end. I really go inside the classrooms, try to make sure I'm available for the students and make sure that whatever they need from the instructors, from the staff, that they can come and talk to me, and that I try to make things happen for them while they're teaching at the school or supporting the school, or if they're even attending the school.
Okay. We got to take a quick commercial break. I'm sorry to ask you to do this. Can you stick around after the commercial break when we come back? Because we've been talking about this so much that I want to make sure that we give people the right information, because y'all have some kind of open house coming up and some informational sessions. And we're going to talk about that. I don't want to rush through that. I want to give people good information. So we'll be right back. We got Hope. We are talking to Hope Patterson. She is with Summit Academy. She is joining us for another segment. It is a beautiful day. I am sorry to keep you. I know you want to get outside and enjoy this weather. But, you know, so many people are DMing me because this is a very crucial time. They've had their high school student to graduate. They're not sure what they want to do. They want to make sure they're not up on the couch for another year. And they want to get them into a purposeful opportunity. And this one, there is no cost to the family or the person signing up. Explain that to me, because the DMs that I'm getting right now want to know, how much does it cost?
So for our Summit student, is no out-of-cost pocket. So you do have to fill out financial aid, and we do Pell Grants. And if we have a student who has, you know, burnt through their financial aid, we do philanthropy. We'll raise the money for our students to come to Summit. So no matter what the situation is, the student pays nothing out of their pocket.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of the concerns that was texted to me. They wanted to know what the cost was. And when you say no out of pocket cost, that's my kind of that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
Now, you know, people are listening and they want to know more about enrolling into the program, specifically this medical administrative assistant. We have so many amazing hospital systems here, University of Minnesota, Fairview, Alina, among others. People want to come to Summit to learn more, I went over there and I took a tour because I want to make sure when I'm talking to people about it, I can give them the right information. But every Wednesday, y'all have something going on. What is that about?
Yes. So every Wednesday, we have an information session. It starts at 10 a.m. at our 935 Olson Memorial campus. And what that is, Shaletta, we have our recruiter manager who talks about every training program that we have at Summit. We give them all the details. We tell them what career pathways they can go on. They can they can ask any and all questions whatever they're interested in. And then after that, we give them the chance to do what we call an assessment. We want to make sure that when students are coming to Summit, that they take the assessments, feel comfortable at the level that they are once they get inside of the classroom. And once that information session will break all of that down and have them prepared when they're ready to start their first day of class.
Okay. All right. And so how do people sign up for that session? Can you just come? Is there a website? What's going on with that?
Yeah. So they first need to go to our website and they can sign on for an information session. If they cannot do that, Shaletta, because we do know a lot of people don't have access to technology, they can just show up at 10 o'clock and sign in. That's how important it is to us. If you're walking on the street and you see our billboard flashing that we have information session, come in and see what we got, because one of those programs are going to be for you. One of the programs is going to be for you. And, you know, you can go to the website, saoic.org, and you can look that up. But, you know, walk-ins are welcome. Go on the website and sign up. You can call Summit to set up an appointment. Always, Shaletta, we are here for the students.
Okay. All right. And then you have a big open house in October. I want you to touch on that briefly, but I'm sure I'll have you back before then to talk about it.
Yes. So we have open house, which is Thursday, October the 17th. It's from 3 to 5. Now, the information session just gives you a broad overview from the recruit manager. But this open house is where each one of the department managers or the instructor from each one of those trainings is mm-hmm. getting more in depth about what would be happening inside of the classroom for those 20 weeks. And you'll get information on everything, financial aid, how do y'all take the test, how do I prepare for the test. I've been to two of the open house. I did the information session for our financial services. And what was so open up my eyes, Shaletta, was parents were bringing their kids. Like you said, oh yeah, you just graduated. Yeah. I don't want any debt after you finish school. So go here. And parents are really excited about these opportunities that their kids can have with finishing school and don't have debt. And you got a job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I need that website again, because you said no debt and a job. That's
right.
A win right there. Give me that website again.
So the website is saoic.org.
saoic.org. All right. Okay. We got it. And we got you locked in. I thank you so much for being here, Hope. Thank you for inviting me over.
You're so welcome.
For showing me around, for helping me to eat up and drink up all the food at the Minneapolis Club. I just so enjoy being a member over there, girl. I bring everybody I know over there so we can have us a good old time.
I love it. Can I say one more thing, Shaletta?
Yes.
Our classes start August 26th, and they do fill up really fast in the fall.
Oh.
So if you have any inkling that this is something you want to do, come to the information session on Wednesday. If you can't make it on a Wednesday, it's every Wednesday, you all, from 10 a.m. If you can't make it that on a Wednesday, please come to the open house on that Thursday, October the 17th, and you will find all the information that you need for all of the trainings. You can sit in all of the rooms if you want to just know what's happening at Summit.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much, Ms. Hope. You have an amazing weekend,
yes.
And we will chat soon before
thank
that
you.
October date. All right.
Thank you.
You all stick around. There's more to come.